O you heavens which dwell in the 30th aether, which are mighty in the parts of the earth and which execute the judgment of the highest, to you it is said, Behold the face of your God, the beginning of comfort, whose eyes are the brightness of heavens, who provided you for the government of the earth and her unspeakable variety, furnishing you with the power of understanding to dispose all things according to the providences of him that sits on the holy throne, and who rose up in the beginning, saying, The earth, let her be governed by her parts, and let there be division in her, and let the glory of her may always be drunken and vexed in itself. The course of her let it run with the heavens, and as a handmaid let her serve them. One season let it confound another, and let there be no creature upon or within her the same. All her members let them differ in their qualities, and let there be no one creature equal with one another. The reasonable creatures of the earth, let them vex and weed out one another. And the dwelling places, let them forget their names. The works of man and his pomp, let them be defaced. The buildings of her, let them become caves for the beasts of the fields. Confound the understanding of her with darkness. Why? I regret that I made man. One, well, let her be known, and another while a stranger, because she is the bed of an harlot and the dwelling place of him that is fallen. O you heavens, arise, the lower heavens underneath you, let them serve you. Govern those that govern, cast down such as fall, bring forth with those that increase, and destroy the rotten. No place let it remain in one number, add and diminish until the stars be numbered. Arise, move and appear before the covenant of his mouth, which he has sworn unto us in his justice. Open the mysteries of your creation, and make us partakers of undefiled knowledge.